Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing We Fall Down, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Glory of Our Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
All right. story of the Creator. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Last Sunday, I preached on our gracious Creator. Don't confuse the titles. I'm preaching today on the glory of our Creator. Last Sunday, it was our gracious Creator. And I'm taking you back again this morning to Genesis 1. I'm a firm believer that the church, Christians, need to get Genesis 1 right in their life. And I think a lot of folks today just says, oh, it's in the beginning God, and, you know, that's the first words in the Bible, the first verse, and that's just the way it is. And it's kind of like a John 3:16, you know, everybody knows it, but do we know the author of it? And do we know this God today? And we're dealing with a subject today, the glory of our Creator. Never has there been a moment when God did not exist. Never has there been a moment that the Spirit of God has not existed. Never has there been a moment that Jesus has not existed. In this triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they have always been and they will always be. So God existed infinitely, eternally, before creating this finite universe. Before you and I were even a thought, God has always been. So He is above, independent of all, and you know, He really should be the place that is the pivot of all creation. It all goes back to Him. We're living in a day where they've tried to diminish the reality of the creative acts of God. They're saying the Bible, you know, is not true. And they're saying that there were many potential ways in which this creation came into existence and how man was made and how that we were some process of something that washed up on a seashore, or the Big Bang Theory, or all the other ideas that science has come up with, but none of them today have the support of God's Word. As a matter of fact, they're nothing but lies. They're not the truth. And God's Word is truth. God has always been. Hallelujah. And He shall always be. Nothing can diminish that. And those who are the skeptics and those today who are the atheists and those who are the agnostics and those who are just downright stupid and foolish, the fool has said in his heart there is no God. One day they're going to find out, oh, He is the real God. And that He's the one true living God, and He's always been, and He shall always be. And so realizing that for those who deny this gracious Creator, the Bible has identified them in the Psalms and said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now listen, let us not forget today. And at the end of what I'm going to do here, there's going to be a video I want you to see. A little bit different message today, a little different approach. But I want you to forget today, our God is today. Our God is, not was, not will be, not has been, our God is. That implies today that He is present right now. He's in this room, hallelujah. He was here when you got here and He came with you, and He'll be here when you leave. The presence of the Lord hovers over this earth, and in our presence is the mighty God of heaven today. Amen. So today, let us not forget our God is the Creator. I don't care what science says, God is the Creator. I don't care what the textbook says in our schoolroom today, God is the Creator. I don't care today what the liberals today or the scientists or any other means or any other person may declare, He is still the Creator. Not only is our God today the Creator, but our God today is the Liberator. Amen. If the Son shall set you free, He shall set you free indeed today. He is the one that will liberate your soul from the bondage of sin. He's the one today that will deliver you today from the clutches of the devil. Amen. Let us not forget our God is the sanctifier. He will set you apart to be usable for His glory and His praise. And that's what He wants to do in your life today. Our God is not only the Creator, the Liberator, not only today, the sanctifier. Our God is a chain breaker. Amen. Whatever's got you gripped today, I'm glad by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, it can be broken in your life. Amen. Our God is not only that, but our God today is a heart mender today. He can heal your heart. You may today have a shattered life, a shattered heart. You may feel like you're at the end of your rope. Hallelujah. You're never at the end of God. Because today He can turn your life around. He's also today, our God is the body healer. Amen. This past Monday night, I had a prayer service and was invited to have a prayer service for a young lady that we've known for years and has been a very important part. We love her. And that's Mary Johnson. And because of her health, she's lost vision in both of her eyes. We prayed and anointed her, and her family was here, and other friends were here. And we prayed, and you know what? I'm believing God that He is the healer and the great physician, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, who can heal what the doctors can't do. Not only is He that, but our God is the soul saver. He'll deliver you from the clutches of sin. Today, He'll set you free. And I'm glad today you don't have to serve the world, the flesh, and the devil anymore. We serve the one true living God. The question is,
do you know Him? Do you know this King of Kings and this Lord of Lords? Oh, this mighty God. Hallelujah. Do you know Him today? Be seated, please. My prayer for you today is that God's Spirit will hover today in this place, that He will provide awakening, and that He will provide cleansing, that He will provide and bring calling our attention today in our hearts and our lives, that we will live for His glory today. See, your life today, you've been bought with a price, and you should glorify Him today. You're not your own. Hallelujah. The price has been paid at Calvary for your deliverance, and He today will set you free if you today will come to Him and receive Him. Hallelujah. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word today. Amen. He said, "Preacher, I feel like a yo-yo. We're up and down." That's okay. Genesis 1, 1 and 2 says, "And the earth," or first, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. See, you got to get that. If you can't get that, you can't get into the rest of the Bible. None of the rest of the 66 books will make any sense if you can't get "in the beginning, God" right to start with. "And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." May God add the blessing to the reading of His Word. And the church said, "Praise the Lord." Please be seated. Genesis 1, 1 and 2 is kind of like cold water in your face. You know that slap in your face? "Thanks, I needed that." You know, it's kind of like that from the standpoint of reminding us that each day is an act of the creative grace of Almighty God. God has designed this day, and I know maybe you're sitting here today and you're saying, "Boy, I sure wish the sun is shining." It is. You know, we make all of our wish lists, but man, we better thank God today that we're alive and that our God is still the God that He is, and that He has given us the opportunity today to be on His earth and to praise Him. Amen. More importantly than the sun shining upon this earth is the sun shining in your life. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ in His presence. And if you don't know Him today, I'm telling you, you're living in darkness, you're living in sin, you're bound up, and today you're going to hell. But I'm glad today that Jesus will set you free. I'm glad today that He is in the liberating business today of deliverance. Hallelujah. I believe the need in the church is today that we need to get back to the fact that first Jesus saves souls. We need to get back to the reality today that if you're lost, you're going to hell. We need to get back to the reality today that we're living in a sinful world, but we serve today a saving Savior today that will deliver us and set us free from all the bondage. I may be in this world, but I'm not of this world. Hallelujah. I've been set free by the power of Almighty God. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Oh, I'm telling you, we serve a mighty God that's deserving of our praise. And it's time that we, the people of God, get back to the principles of God's Word and declare just how great our God is. Amen. Each day calls us today, you know, to just, that's not another day. We think, he said, "Well, it's just another day." Well, Pastor, you had a birthday Friday, didn't you? Yeah. Is it just another day? No, it was a great day. Let me tell you, every day that I'm alive, praise God, it's a great day. Every day that I have the opportunity to serve the Lord is a great day. Every day that He supplies my every need and blesses me with His power and His presence is a great day. I'm just glad that I belong to Him and He's mine today. And I'm glad this is the day the Lord hath made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. See, we got a lot more to praise God for than to complain about.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street. That's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.